As we continue our journey through the Bible, today we come to Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the Lord we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." The profession of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is one of the most amazing in all of Scripture. Faced with death for not bowing before the king's gods, they felt no compulsion to defend themselves. They knew that God could save them if he chose. "But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods." You know the story. The furious king ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual. The soldiers who threw the 3 Hebrew boys into the fire were killed by the heat. But Nebuchadnezzar was amazed as he saw not 3 but 4 men walking around in the fire, unharmed. The 4th man, Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Looks like the sons of the gods." God had sent an angel to deliver the young men from the fire. For me, the deliverance, while totally amazing, is not the coolest part of the story. I'm struck by Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's unbending commitment to obedience. They knew that God was more than powerful enough to save them, but they didn't know if it was his will to save them. But whether he saved them or not, they would not bow to anything or anyone other than God. That's the life of obedience God calls us to. But here's the question. Is that the life of obedience that you are committed to? Father, prepare us today for tough decisions tomorrow. Help us not to obey you only when it's in our best interest. Help us to be willing to obey you even if you choose not to deliver us from the fire. Help us. In Jesus' name, amen.